Dot Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A church in Indonesia was recently attacked by an Islamic extremist swordsman. Voice of the Martyrs shares four people were wounded, but no one was killed. The attacker has been arrested and is being charged with persecution, weapons custody, and terrorism. Indonesian Christians have faced persecution like this before. An obvious response is fear, but VOM encourages believers to pray for the wounded and the attacker instead. And when one persecuted believer in Nagaland called for help, Mission Cry was that answer. Jason Wolford of Mission Cry says this man would hand out humanitarian aid without repercussion from local authorities. However, when he handed out Bibles, he was beaten. Even so, this man still wants to reach into the area where he was attacked. Mission Cry is raising funds to send in another container of Bibles and Christian books. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. For Mission Network News, I'm Dot Morris.